Today, the former president of Yugoslavia was scheduled to start his defense on war crimes charges. Slobodan Milosevic has been in court at The Hague for just under 2.5 years. His trial is now getting more attention now that court proceedings have begun for another accused war criminal, Saddam Hussein. NPR's Silvia Pajoli reports from the Serb capital, Belgrade.
The rally is loud, but the effect is deceptive. The crowd is very small, only a few hundred people, mostly middle-aged and older. Many are Serb refugees from Kosovo. They gather in a Belgrade square to hail the man who sits in a Dutch jail cell, whom they still consider their savior. When the Milosevic trial opened in February 2002, it was touted as the most important war crimes trial since Nuremberg. Every Serbian TV network covered it live. But by the time the prosecution rested its case in February, journalist Dejan Anastasievic says only 2% of Serbs were watching the proceedings.
And they're watching it like someone would watch a very, very long and boring football game. But if you're not really a fanatic and supporter, you just have other things to do.
The 62-year-old defendant stands accused of more than 60 counts of crimes against humanity in the wars in Croatia and Kosovo, and is charged with genocide in the Bosnian War. The first 2 years of the trial were marked by a battle of wills between the defendant and the British judge Richard May, who died last week. From the outset, Milosevic claimed that he won't acknowledge the court's legitimacy and insisted on acting as his own lawyer. Ljubica Gojicic covers the trial for the independent B92 TV.
The moment he entered the courtroom, the moment he took the first piece of document, he recognized the court. I mean, he cross-examined every single witness. He was complaining about the procedure. He was asking questions.
Gojicic predicts Milosevic will continue to ignore the legal aspects of the indictments and will try to use the courtroom as a political platform.
Milosevic is going to continue arguing that the split of former Yugoslavia didn't happen because he was the villain, that Yugoslavia was destroyed by the nationalists in other republics, and with the pretty significant aid from abroad.
The defendant has presented the names of nearly 1,400 witnesses, including world leaders Tony Blair, Jacques Chirac, Gerhard Schroeder, and former U.S. President Bill Clinton. Journalist Liljana Zmajlovic, who covers the trial for the weekly magazine Nin, says Milosevic will try to drag NATO into the trial because it bombed Serbia for 3 months in 1999. She says he'll remind the world that in 1995 he was one of the pillars of the Dayton peace process that ended the Bosnian War and was praised by Western leaders at the time as a peacemaker.
And he's going to say, how is it that I was not considered to be a war criminal in 1995 after the Srebrenica massacre while I was making peace, and then I suddenly became a war criminal 5 or 7 years later?
Tribunal observers believe it's unlikely the top witness names Milosevic has requested will appear in court. But lawyer Bronislav Tapushkovic, appointed by the tribunal as a friend of the court to assist in ensuring the defendant's rights are not violated, said this will be a delicate issue for the judges.
All witnesses who are called must appear in court by subpoena if necessary, regardless of their rank and position. It will be a major challenge for the Hague Tribunal. Will the judges grant subpoena powers to the defense?
The court has granted Milosevic 150 court days to complete his defense in a trial that's been repeatedly delayed due to the defendant's poor health. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Belgrade.